Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
A number of years ago, we had a guy come out to work with us for 2 weeks. We were in the field, we were drilling a well in West Africa. And as he puts it, he had in his mind that all he was doing out there was to drill a well and to do a good work. But God had in mind so much more. That's what we believe as an organization, and we see the faithfulness of God over and over again.
You're listening to Missions Pulse on Family Life News, and today we're speaking with Matt Durkee, Executive Director of Friends in Action International, a Pennsylvania-based organization that supports mission work around the globe through construction and infrastructure projects.
Friends in Action is a group of blue-collar workers, professionals, people that have a desire to use our gifts, talents, and abilities to support kingdom work. We are not necessarily frontline workers in the sense of being the ones that are teaching the word of God, planning the churches, but we support those that do that. Our goal is to help our partners go further, stay longer, and be resilient in their ministries, and to create opportunities to share the gospel through practical ways. It could vary from building airstrips, well drilling projects. We actually have a very large water supply project, a 16-mile water distribution pipeline that we're looking to put into a remote area in the island nations of Vanuatu. But we do also a lot of construction when it comes down to steel frame construction, timber frame construction, schools, clinics, missionary housing, pretty much any type of construction and development project. We're willing to get our teeth wrapped around that.
One criticism of project-based development is that it can destabilize the local economy. How do you avoid doing that?
Well, I mean, one of the goals that we have as an organization is not to work apart from the nationals from whatever country we work in, but to work alongside. And where possible, we try and work and employ nationals to work with us. So it's actually creating stability in certain areas when it's employment. For many of our sites, we're actually about training nationals. That's one of the goals and objectives for our organization, is not just to come and do project, but as we leave behind projects when they're done. And all of our projects have clear start and stop, but we look to employ and we look to support and leave the nationals that we're working with the training and with the expertise and the skills to be able to support themselves. A lot of times there's some national pastors that we've been able to help train, especially in West Africa, where we had our well drilling ministry. There was training that was involved in well repair and development ministries. And so it's amazing to be able to actually resource and give skills to these pastors to give them the means to go into sometimes closed communities, closed villages, to do a task that actually creates the opportunity to create relationship. And then through sharing in relationship and building relationship, they can share the gospel.
Would you say that the pastors and other ministry leaders you train are the ones who primarily have opportunities to share the gospel in the communities where you work?
Oh, they're the most effective. Absolutely. I can speak the heart language of a tribal group in the back parts of Papua New Guinea. I can speak it like a national can, but I will never be Papuan. I will never look or have the cultural approach that they can. The Jesus that I love, they're going to look at me and say, well, that's your Jesus. But for someone from their own tribe, tongue, coming and saying, this is the Jesus that I love and that I follow, the God that I serve, they'd say, wow, that can be mine too.
How can our listeners support and get involved with the work of Friends in Action?
So there's opportunities to sign up for our challenge, which is our quarterly newsletter. There's a blog that goes out every month. There's opportunity to give, but also to go. Our projects and the opportunities to engage alongside our international partners and gospel partners around the world is through teams. And so we have a number of short-term teams that go out every year to our five regular countries that we're supported and actively involved in. Plus, we're growing the number of destinations that we're sending people to. And they're usually specifically pointedly skilled teams. So areas such as welding, construction, electrical, plumbing, pretty much tradespeople of any kind, men or women. Our intentions are not to go and to change the world in 2 weeks. Our intentions are to go and to walk alongside our partners for 2 weeks, sharing the burden that they have for the lost and for the people that they're serving, and doing what we can in 2 weeks to help them along in a very skilled and pointed way. Plus, again, if somebody listening to this senses, says, like, you know, I've had a heart to serve in missions for a long time, but I'm not a word guy. I'm not a children's evangelism ministry kind of guy or gal. Mm-hmm. But God's given me the ability to work with my hands in woodworking or construction or cement work. And this is where I'm gifted. God's using people like you to build his kingdom.
That was Matt Durkee of Friends in Action International, and this has been another edition of Missions Pulse, where we explore the heart of missions through conversations with people at the center of it. For Family Life News, I'm Abigail Hoffland.